Hey there, listeners. Welcome to Music and Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. I'm a historian by day, but a music lover by night. And this show is my attempt to bring those two worlds together on air. Music and Time is all about putting music in its historical context. Sometimes we listen to albums and we talk about the historical events, the social changes that are happening around them. But we do other things too, like today. I'm thinking about the coming new year, and like you, most likely, I'm thinking about my New Year's resolutions, those things I want to do in the coming months, the person I want to become. And so I thought I would put together a playlist of musicians who are also thinking about the people that they could become, quite literally, through alter egos, personas, and concept albums. Let's call it New Year, New You. And I'm going to play that playlist for you, and I'm going to offer some of my thoughts about why, over time, artists have claimed this ability to create new personas for themselves. Let's see where it takes us. First up, I've got quite the pair. It's Hank Williams recording under a pseudonym, Luke the Drifter, with a song called Pictures from Life's Other Side, which he put out in 1951. But first, it's George Clinton and Parliament. From December 1975, the song Mothership Connection, in which Clinton debuted one of the alter egos that would become most famous in his repertoire. It's Starchild.
Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. All right, you hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. The bomb. Bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas. Nobody but me and the boys.
Me and the boys hit back.
I
gotta hit the bang.
Hit the bang.
If you're here, and it's me and the boys hit back.
here doing it in 3D. So good is good to me.
Gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, and there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home, she's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side. The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. And he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it. Then he bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Now the last scene is that by the river of a heartbroken mother and babe. As the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast whom no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. God help her, she leaps, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side.
You're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and it's New Year, New You, an episode in honor of the coming new year, and of course the resolutions we're all making for the people we want to become. We're playing some tunes from throughout the years in which artists have taken on new personas and alter egos, and we're exploring the different reasons that they've done it. So what was at work here? Well, I just played you Hank Williams from 1951 under his alter ego, Luke the Drifter, and George Clinton from 1976, the first appearance of a character that would run throughout Clinton's music with Parliament Funkadelic, Starchild. So what's going on here? Well, I think it's kind of interesting that in both cases, George Clinton and Hank Williams take these on not as characters to hide behind. They were very open about using these characters. They became celebrated parts of the artist's mythologies. They carried with them throughout their careers. And in essence, both Clinton and Williams are using these characters to teach or to preach, but in very different moments and very different directions. So Hank Williams, at the beginning of the Cold War, strikes this moralistic warning tone with this character, Luke the Drifter, who kind of looks back to the past and hopes that people will kind of stay in line by avoiding immoral behavior. Meanwhile, George Clinton, in 1976, in the midst of the ongoing fight for racial equality, uses Starchild to issue this kind of mind-expanding cosmic rallying cry for a vision of Afrofuturism. And there are many other examples of these kinds of messianic characters that artists have taken on. Sun Ra comes to mind, for instance. But we're going to leave it there, and I want to move on and look at some of the other types of characters and personas that artists have taken on over time by looking at two of the greatest to ever do it, artists who used these alternate personas as a way of expanding the boundaries of their own creativity. It's David Bowie and Cool Keith.
Let me put my arms around your head. Gee, it's hot. Let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be all right. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book. We can meet up alone. Try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and score, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and ask this day. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face. To keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for raging men, with snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea raged no more, like the video films he saw. A crash course for the ravers. It's the drive-in Saturday. Yeah. His name was always
Yeah. Every morning I wake up looking in the mirror. I am the original Black Elvis. That's right, when you see me with my wig to the side, wearing my short leather jacket, Marilyn Monroe on my back, I'm living that life. I'm for real with this. That's what I think about. I like to tell my fans, I got my shades on, big rock star compared to Elvis. Signing autographs for rappers while girls move their pelvis. Write songs quickly for Elton John or Lionel Richie. Call up my butler, get clothes washed by the maid. I re-soak, this is clean, feel like Cascade. I count the bills, roll through Detroit and sedan the bills. I throw my scully on, beer crawl like Marvin Gaye. Step in the front row, prime time, I move your way. But why's a fair sound check demanding your respect? I come correct through the metro and turn your petrol. I'm up real early, biting donuts, sipping on espresso. While you sleep, I creep, gaining ground by the week. Ampex reels, making phone calls, I'm closing deals. I move with skill, ride through Philly streets and Cherry Hill. I'm doing it well, I'm doing it swell. Yeah. Flying saucers, spacious, move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro, tell me how you feel. 1, 2, 1, 2. Moving roughly, straight to the desert, San Antonio. I talk swift, the rock king, Black Romeo. I pack clubs, promoters book me out in Tokyo. Damage your area, I'ma launch a fierce missile. I roast fools, moving butt like I'm toilet tissue. What is your issue? You overman, I don't miss you. Scotty Soft, you play like Jan Van Britterclaw. New Jersey Nets, real man, you ain't no Donald Hillman. Boy head like Slick Watts, I run rap like Mayor Koch. What with your info? Why Tony Lou, break the benzo. Move out your driveway, why girls look, turn their eye away. Jealous, in fact, trying to rip the capes off my back. I move with time and potential through instrumentals. Y'all front on BET with Slum Gold, driving rentals. I get real dino, running groups like a rhino. Ending careers, that's my job, yo, your rap is final. Cancel your in-stores, your new job is mopping floors. Fixing tiles, stopping potholes up on the roof. You work for service, no tips, man, I speak the truth.
Catch me, baby, catch me, baby, catch me, baby.
Flying saucers, spacious, move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro,
tell me how you feel.
1, 2, 1, 2. Flying saucers, spaceships move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro,
tell me how you feel.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Pull your hoods down, I bum rush your after party. Have your manager scared, the radio station saying sorry. Pack your bags, I move my luggage to the Coliseum. Infinite prime piece with statues in the Rock Museum. Changing my zones, drinking cocktails on cellular phones. I tour with Anthrax through Texas with the Rolling Stones. Booked by the agency, famous artists paying me. Hotels with fly rooms with sneakers staring at the moon. Mad atmosphere, ride first class on British Air. Lobster and steak while y'all back in time do a remix. I'm futuristic, 99 to the year 4000. I make announcements, drop skills, then I bounce with fly young ladies, AMG kids, 2000 Mercedes, brand new models. Only seen one in Colorado. Like green metallic in the shark bar, eating salad. Lorenzo Wills, Valley Park, shopping in Beverly Hills. Step up your wilder spaceship kid in the Plymouth Prowler. Coming down. Flying saucers, spaceships move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro,
tell me how you feel.
1, 2, 1, 2. Flying saucers, spaceships move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro,
tell me how you feel.
1, 2, 1, 2. Flying saucers, spaceships move at warp speed. MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. Living astro,
tell me how you feel.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. We're calling this episode New Year, New You. I'm playing you some tunes by artists who took on personas and alter egos through the years, and we're looking at some of the different reasons over time why artists have done that. That was David Bowie with Drive-In Saturday from Aladdin Sane in 1973, and Kool Keith with Livin' Astro from 1999's Black Elvis / Lost in Space. In both those cases, those albums were named for personas that the artists debuted on the albums themselves. They were part of the concept. And when it comes to alter egos, David Bowie and Kool Keith were two of the best to ever do it. Aladdin Sane, 1973. This is a follow-on to David Bowie's previous alter ego. Ziggy Stardust, the alien rock god who falls to Earth, was one of a number of personas that Bowie would take over the years. Meanwhile, Cool Keith, in his ongoing and illustrious hip-hop career, has taken on something like 58 personas. Now, these are happening at two very different times, and it's worth saying that this kind of character play has loads of examples that you can find. You might even think of concept albums like Sgt. Pepper as a basic form of this. But what's notable with Cool Keith and David Bowie is that this becomes a defining characteristic of the artists themselves and how they're thought about. In both these cases, these are artists whose identity is tied to the idea that they are never just one thing, that they could blur the very sense of who they were that we tend to think that music making requires in order for the public to listen to and buy albums. And as I said, it's happening at very different times, but I wonder if there are some lessons that you can draw from this. I mean, on one hand, I like to think that Bowie and Cool Keith were pushing back against some of the norms and structures, the rules, essentially, that had come to define their respective genre of rock in David Bowie's case and hip-hop in Cool Keith's case. And they essentially used these personas to define new directions for those genres to go in. On the other hand, you know this doesn't happen without friendly record companies who like the idea of selling records based on these identities. And you begin to wonder if this idea of shape-shifting is something that becomes itself demanded by consumers and by labels and even by fans. And that's an idea we're going to come back to later in the show. But in the meantime, I want to ask, what if these characters could also be a mask, something that could help artists hide from fans and record labels? In order to help us explore that, I've got two artists you may or may not know. It's Percy Thrillington and Love Symbol, the artist formerly known as. Confused? I'll unmask them after this.
Thank you. the savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time. So don't cry, one day all seven will die.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. This is our New Year, New You episode, where we're taking the opportunity to listen to artists who took on new personas, alter egos, and exploring why they might have done that. And that was, well, who was that? I told you it was Percy Thrillington with Monk Mary Moon Delight, and then Seven by A Symbol, the artist formerly known as, well, you may have guessed it, Percy Thrillington is in fact Paul McCartney, and that Symbol, the artist formerly known as Prince. So what's the story here? Paul McCartney recorded orchestral covers of his 1971 album with Linda McCartney, Ram. But after forming Wings, that project, those recordings fall by the wayside. And eventually, in 1977, McCartney decides to release those recordings, but he does it under a pseudonym, Percy Thrills Thrillington, not to attract too much attention. In fact, McCartney would only admit much later in 1989 that the recording had been him. And then, of course, there's Prince, one of the most famous cases of persona formation, and one that was actually inspired by a dispute with his record company, Warner Brothers, which Prince felt was abusing its right to control and profit off of his identity as Prince. So he adopted a symbol on 1992's album titled Love Symbol Number 2, and starting thereafter, he used the symbol and the moniker The Artist Formerly Known As in order to perform and meanwhile stick it to the record company. So these are two very different cases, but joined by the idea that the new persona was allowing major stars, some of the biggest music stars that existed, to hide from their record companies, from fans, maybe in the process to claw back some of the identity that the record industry and their all-consuming fame had taken from them. Now, onto a less contentious, at least I think, form of character adoption. We're going to listen to a few songs by artists who have adopted new personas in order to explore new musical styles, a rebranding of sorts. First up, we've got Jefferson Starship, the rebirth of Jefferson Airplane in 1974, performing Be Young You. Then it's Buster Poindexter, a character created by David Johansen of the New York Dolls in 1987, performing Bad Boy. And then it's Dark Mark and Skeleton Joe, characters created by Mark Lanegan of the Screaming Trees and Joe Cardamone, performing Lay Me Down.
Thank you. some men are made of silence, and your eyes will listen.
Lay me down under a sycamore on sandy ground. I'm not worth the time anyhow. You can see with a moment's glance how I passed on every chance, every chance. How I missed every chance, every chance I had for love. Lay me down, lay me down, lay me down. Lay me down. Oh, I lay me down. I'm ready now. I ran so fast, the life suddenly passed while I was locked behind those rusty bars, gathering scars, and thought myself too far gone, too hard, too hard for love. Lay me down. I need someone now, just bleeding now, but I'm not worth a dime anyhow. I can't make it no more, alone behind the door. I'm dying all the time, too late I open my eyes. Lay me down, I need someone now. Will you be there? Will you be there when I rise, my love?
Welcome back to WGXC. This is Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, for this New Year, New You episode, where we're listening to songs by artists who have taken on new personas or alter egos and the reasons over time that they've done so. That was a set of songs by artists who have taken on these personas in order to explore new styles of music. And there are dozens and dozens of examples of this. I'm sure you're thinking of some of your favorites: side projects, band transformations on particular albums. I know there are lots of examples out there. Those were three of my favorites. Transformation of Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane from the psychedelic 60s into the futuristic rock for the 1970s of Jefferson Starship. Then there was David Johansen, who took on the persona of Buster Poindexter in 1987, a type of lounge singer you might have seen in a Catskill resort in days of yore, and performing rock classics like that one, Bad Boy, which was originally written by Avon Long and Lil Hardin Armstrong. And then there's Dark Mark and Skeleton Joe. Mark Lanegan, formerly of the Screaming Trees, and electronic artist Joe Cardamone, they created this outfit in the 2010s, I think, in order to play more electronic music. But over time, this grew into something of another artistic identity. And you can hear in that track, Lay Me Down, how it became a vehicle for exploring issues of loss and regret that are really powerful before Lanegan's tragic death in 2022. So we've been speaking here about these personas, these alter egos, as a privilege, something that artists have the liberty to create. But we need to ask, what if that's not the case? So as I mentioned earlier, after all, record companies know that this kind of transformation can also work as rebranding. And if somebody, a musical artist, can do it often enough, it becomes a constantly reinventing money-making machine. Several female pop artists, like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish, for example, have recently begun to speak out against the pressure to reinvent. Go online, you'll find lots of really smart commentary about whether this idea of eras, which has caught on around Taylor Swift's music, actually comes with a cost. The pressure that female artists in particular face to constantly change who they are in order to stay relevant. It's a really important thing to keep in mind when you hear artists seemingly taking on new identities and exploring new sonic ground. To that end, I'm going to play one of the more unexpected pop turns by a female artist that I can remember. From 2004, it's Gwen Stefani, formerly of No Doubt, with Hollaback Girl.
Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls dump your feet like this. Few times. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the back, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up.
Thank you for joining me on this New Year, New You episode of Music in Time. We've learned today that artists take on new identities and personas for all sorts of reasons. To teach and to preach, like Hank Williams and George Clinton. To expand their creative boundaries, like Cool Keith with the character Black Elvis. Maybe to hide, like the artist formerly known as Prince, or to take on new forms of music. But we also thought to keep in mind that reinvention can have a dark side when it becomes an identity in itself, or a commercial pressure faced especially by female artists. As you think about the person you're going to become in 2024, what's your motivation? Maybe the best resolution for the new year should be to harness all of these: exploration, creativity, leadership, hiding, while keeping the true motivation of self shrouded in mystery. And on that note, I can think of no better way to close this show than by playing a track off the new jazz album by Andre 3000 of Outkast, a reinventive and unexpected album, New Blue Sun. Here's 93 Till Infinity and Beyonce. I'll be back next month on the fourth Wednesday of January for another time travel trip on Music in Time. ¶¶